Breathe deeply. Relax and hear my voice. Once you develop skill at entering hypnotic trance in the first place, it can get easier and easier to adopt a suggestion, to apply that suggestion in your everyday life, even outside of trance. This is known as the trigger, or the anchor, or the conditioned response. That conditioning can be very positive for you, but we need to reinforce it. We need to create the state of mind that leads to that trigger, that anchor, that conditioned response, playing itself out in the world. And the most powerful, automatic, instantaneous followings of response come from specific, unambiguous triggers. The more narrowly a triggered response is activated, the more powerful and memorable it might be. And with that power, that very specific timing, that limited scope for a trigger, there are some hypnotized, wonderfully useful responses we can incorporate. And you might find yourself advantaged by listening very intently, focusing on my every word, and letting yourself feel, just feel, the relaxing, overwhelming urge to follow a triggered, conditioned response, one that has been set up for you, within you. By both of us together, an advantage which will make the idea of entering deep trance easier and more attractive, because it comes with the awareness that one area of your life can be improved, others may be enhanced as well. So listen, relax, and be ready to receive a very simple instruction and some useful visualizations to make it more and more automatic, incorporated, mind-filling. Easy to fill yourself up with the image of something successful and positive. Trance overlaps and intersects with this as well. There are times when you rise from stillness, but we are creatures of inertia, of fixed motion. We stay in one place. We stay and relax, at least until we are given reason to move. The morning is the basis of energy for the rest of your day. The moment you wake and rise up, whether it's because you have something to do immediately, or you just know that you should be getting up, well, that moment can be empowered, enhanced with a little bit of hypnotic addition and suggestion. But first we have to help you relax, ease down. Envision this as a parallel of the going to sleep process in the first place. Night, night. Sleep for me. Relax with me. Hear my voice. I've recently adjusted my rising, waking habits, and there was some advice I took to do it. I'm going to pass it on to you. But when my words arrive, they arrive with all of the other things you've heard from me alongside them. I understand there may be some authority to the hypnotically delivered suggestion that is taken deep within you. Open your mind, hear my voice, and consider, incorporate each thing I say into your routine. The routine surrounding waking, the point where the day begins, and from which everything you do, everything you are for that day, unfolds. Relax your breathing, relax your position. Know that I am going to speak and convey information, and all of it will arrive with the tinge of authority, of advice, of reminding and reinforcing. one thing after another, one addition after another. First, the moment you awaken. Hypnosis often contains certain cues, the 10, 9, 8, sinking, counting, definite. And when they arrive, part of the game, part of the experience, is to follow them. Follow the instructions, the rules tied to that cue. Think of how you wake up. Whether you drift into consciousness or an alarm alerts you. When you rise up from bed, I have one very important hypnotic trigger and command. As soon, as safely, as calmly as possible, when your alarm goes off, you must stand. You'll find yourself sliding to the edge of the bed. 7, 6, 5. And rising to your feet. The snooze button is disadvantageous. Rising immediately is wonderfully, pleasurably, reinforcingly added to your mind. It is something that helps. It is a small augmentation. At the moment when your alarm arrives, at the moment when waking becomes necessary, and it should be the same moment each morning, circadian rhythm and all that, wake at the same time whether you have to or not, and rise, a command, an instruction, a powerful addition, rise, stand, add that moment to your mind. When your alarm goes off, when getting up is mandatory, you will rise and the simplest hypnotic command in the world will take over. You will stand. You will slide safely, comfortably into position. And when you're fully standing, you can turn off your alarm. What you do once you're standing is up to you. I may have a few ideas further down the line, but that simple command. When your alarm goes off and you rise into wakefulness each morning, you will move to the edge of the bed, and as long as it's safe to do so, you will stand. Once you are standing, your day will proceed, but you will have begun it not only with energy and action, but with a touch of hypnotic control in your head. Stand when your alarm goes off, or when you drift naturally into waking. You will stand. You will rise. You will be. Be aware, be alert, be awake, and be upright. That's how the day will begin. There are augmentations to this routine. Improvements, additions, even small delays, things you might do before you stand. But this is the first step, the most basic building block. Once you've practiced this for a little while, you can add on to it. You rise into wakefulness. Awareness and alertness fills your limbs. You rise up. You stand up. And then, with your day before you, with the requirements of your day in your mind, and your awakened, alerted, risen self, you can and will proceed. Whatever other additions you make to your morning routine. When you wake up, you stand up. The snooze button is a distant dream in the past. Now there is this routine, this rising, this alerting, this small commanded addition, adding the hypnosis you adore to the day you will begin, as a reminder that you can improve, anchor, and enmesh. The simplest trigger in the world. Rising and waking means standing and starting. Whatever else your morning routine may add, that is the basic building block. And when you find a better version of it, this will still be part of you. Deeper and then more and more, alert, awake, ready, moving forward, moving out, starting your day.